Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And God save us,
God save us.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And God save us.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love.
Greetings and welcome to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you. Thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us this beautiful Sunday morning. As we bring to you another profound discussion from our host, Imam Shahid Shabazz. Today's discussion will be the soul of humankind is good and free to do good. Yes, we were born good, all of us, born with good in us, but it's the environment that led us and the choices that we made that have caused us to go astray and do the evil that is being done today. The mind who feels new responsibility and put its feelings into action, thinking that he or she can do what they like with their life, forgets their responsibility to Allah, the Almighty God. They boast of their material wealth and accomplishments and scatters about the earth, thinking that he or she can purchase the support of the world. For a time, maybe they can. But a rude awakening must come soon, for they base their thinking on unsubstantial things that will not last and will pass away. Again, I want to remind you that you are listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. We want to thank you this morning and invite you to hear another beautiful, beautiful teaching from our host, Imam Shahid Shabazz. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
Good morning, Imam Shabazz.
As-salamu alaykum. Good morning.
I'm sure the audience is anxiously waiting to hear the words of wisdom and the message that you bring to them this morning for the salvation of their souls.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Yes, we want to first of all greet everyone in the greetings of peace from all the prophets of Allah, the Creator of the heavens and earth, the sustainer of all the worlds. And this is in the beautiful Quranic message language that Allah revealed to his last prophet Muhammad and his final revelations for all mankind. And it is the peace that Allah created in every human soul and in all nature. Allah is peace. One of his attributes or qualities is as-salam, the peace. So we can only get peace from our Creator. And so with that said, we would like to open with prayer, begging and asking our Creator for mercy and asking him for forgiveness. First of all, forgiveness and mercy to help us to stop doing things against his will to bring destruction in our lives and on this earth, this planet earth, which he created all for good. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. with the name of Allah, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, the Cherisher and Sustainer of the worlds. Most gracious, most merciful, Master, Ruler of the Day of Judgment. Thee that we worship and thine aid we seek. Alone, show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. Ameen. We thank Allah for another beautiful day to praise him, to worship him, to acknowledge that he is the supreme ruler of the heavens and the earth. And though we don't see him, we see his power constantly working in our lives and in the life of the world. And one of the ways we see his laws working, Almighty Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High Creator, he says in his final revelations in the Quran, which is so beautiful and so plain, he say, what reward is there for good other than good? Meaning that if you do good, what reward have he promised you? And he never fell in his promise. He say, he promised you, if you do good, you live a good life, you will get good back in return. You will get all the goodness he has for you in this world and also in the next world, next life, the real world, the eternal world. And he said, if you do bad, you do evil, you be wicked in this world, you will get the same back in return. You will have a wicked life here, a miserable life here. And after you die, you will be resurrected, and you will have an evil, miserable life in the place he had prepared for people who reject his reality all their life. Don't acknowledge him in this world as their creator, sustainer. Don't acknowledge him as their Lord and master. They hold the things that he created, like themselves and material things, and other men and other women, and children and things of this world. They hold these things as being the one that they idolize and that they worship rather than their creator. These are the people who will enter, unfortunately, the hellfire, because there is no creator but Allah, and there is nothing Allah created to be worshipped or served except Allah. Everything created in creation was created to serve and worship Allah. And I was saying earlier, in a communion I was having with our Creator, He created us good, and he expects for us to understand that you reap good if you do good. That wasn't specifically what I wanted to say at this time. He was sending so many thoughts to me. And I was trying to grasp the thoughts. But anyway, he created the world good. And he says that if we want success in life as human beings, we have to understand, we have to bring our nature, bring our will in harmony with all the creation around us and above us, and all the creation of Allah around, above us, and in our own selves. Directs us to God, or Allah, or the Creator, his will. And it's simple. What it is, it's his will, it's good, and it's just. It's just. It's justice. So now, Allah says he or she that want to succeed in life, you can only succeed if you bring your will back and submit your will to the will of the one who is all good. See, no, you can't get good out of the creation of the Creator. You get good from the Creator. So Allah say, he or she succeed that purifies their heart, their soul, with goodness. Only good can purify you. Cleansing is next to godliness. Only good can purify the human heart and the human soul, and bring back righteous thinking to the human intellect or the human mind. The reason the world is in the shape it's in is because the people, most people, have cut themselves off from the only source of goodness and protection that they have from evil. Almighty Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, say in the Quran, He said he is the protector of those who believe in him, trust in him, obey him. And he said those who disobey him, his will, his goodness, his divine moral good laws for their life, he say they have no protection from evil, from their own evil and the evil of the evil jinn spirits, spirits that you cannot see that whispers evil to us all the time so that we can destroy ourselves and destroy each other as a human race, human souls. Yes, and that's what I wanted to say, that the solution, this may be election day. I think if it's not, it's soon, but I think it is November the 6th for the presidential race. We're not talking about politics here today. We're talking about the reality of the Creator and the true reality of our life, and that is our soul. But we mention politics because we're in this world, and we are affected by the government. We are affected by laws. See, everything that was created with laws. That's how the government was formed. It was formed by understanding that law and order is the only way you can govern a society. The only way you can govern your own life, you must have discipline, laws, in order to check your conduct. So when you go and are strayed from the goodness and the justice of the Creator, you have his truth to bring you back. So that, because he said he created the world for justice, for just ends, and for a term appointed. As the co-host said in the beginning, nothing we have here will last. But while we're here on this planet Earth of our Creator, Allah, he expects for us to do good ourselves and to do good by each other. And that's called justice, wanting for others the good that you enjoy, not wanting all the good for yourself, and don't care about your brother in the human race, whether they survive or make it, do good or not. Don't care if they're doing bad. You can walk by them and see them doing bad and have no sympathy, no care, no love for them, and treat them worse than you would treat an animal, even though we're not supposed to treat animals bad. But the human being is higher than all other animals. But Almighty Allah put some of his divine, eternal, pure spirit in our hearts at birth, and is creating us at birth, at our conception of, out of our mother's womb. He raised us up higher than that the animal form that he created us in. He raised us up to a level of consciousness when he put his spirit in us, of taqwa, God consciousness. And he made us to be rulers on earth, not no gods, ain't but one God, but rulers on this earth where we could think and use our intelligence to understand his wisdom and knowledge so we know how to keep the world in the order he created it to be. And that is just and good. Just and good. We don't see this justice today. And do not think, let yourself deceive you to believe that this president elect, whoever it be, that they're going to be your savior, that they're going to make things better for you. The only one can make things better for you people in your life is you. And the only way you can make things better in your life, you must understand that the help you need is not outside of you. It's not from someone else, a preacher, a religious leader, an imam, a rabbi, no, a politician. No, from no one. Your help that you need to change this world and help make this a better world is in you. It's already there in you. You just must tap in or summon the help of Almighty Allah put in you, his divine spirit. And he's not going to force you to do it. Allah wants us to understand that, you know, he created the world good, and that if we want the world to be good, we have to make it back good. He said he will never change our conditions from this bad, terrible condition we're in, worse than any human, any time in the human race. He said he will never change this until we as individual and as a collective body of humanity 7 billion or how many ever it is, change the condition of our heart. See, that's where we have went wrong. Over time, we have changed our hearts as human beings. We have stopped desiring to please our Creator, acknowledging Him when we blessed to wake up, acknowledging the naturalness that He created in His creation. See, when you forget the Creator, you forget your soul. And when you forget your soul, you forget your true identification as a human being. You know, the word hue means of the earth. And being means the soul of man inside the earth. And some of the prophets said the kingdom of Allah, the Creator, is inside of us. And the kingdom is inside of us. So you look within yourself. Examine. Do self-examination. And the prophet Muhammad's prayer and the peace of Almighty Allah be upon him, the last prophet said, the greatest jihad, the greatest struggle we have as human beings is on ourselves. You know, a lot of people want to take and blame, they want to throw the responsibility for not having a good life on somebody else, and even the devil, the Satan. That's not true. If you don't have a good life, it's because you're not obeying the one that's all good inside of you. You're not submitting to the will of the one that is all good, and that's Allah. He's all good. And, you know, the word Allah has been explained by a beautiful soul. It says, all in all, meaning what? That the same Creator in you is in me. He's all in all, meaning His goodness is the same goodness in all people, no matter what religion you're in. His will is good for you, and it's good for me if you're a Christian, Jew, Muslim, whatever you call yourself. Allah means all in all. His will is good and just in you and in everything and everybody He created. He created His will on earth as He did in heaven to be just and good. And when we come back to the goodness of Allah, then we will come back to righteous thinking, and we will change the world. The government can't change the world for us anyway. They can't change the world. Politics ain't never changed the world when the world was corrupt and evil like it is now. And it's been like this ever since the beginning of time, except one time in the beginning. Almighty Allah say the world was all good. All people treated each other as one. It wasn't no racism, black, white, Chinese, all this kind of division. It was just one human family under one divine, spiritual, eternal creator, Allah. And Allah says, so as He created the world in the beginning, so shall He bring it back the way it was in the beginning, and now the end. We're in the end. Ending period of this part of Allah's creation, and He's reviving His goodness. He's reviving and renewing His justice on this earth. And so with this election, don't look for who's going to be the president. Look to understand that the only way your condition is going to change, you got to come back to the justice and the divine moral law of your Creator in your personal life. And then you do that, you come together automatically like a magnet with other people who are of like spirit and like mind. And then when the people come together in righteousness and the righteousness and justice of Allah, the people, Allah will give them the power to command justice, from the government. He'll give them the power to command justice and right treatment from the government. That's for all people. It's not just for some of the people. Justice and goodness is for all people. The Creator said He created all people equal. Equal. With equal rights. Human rights. Not civil rights, human rights. So what we need today in America and the world, we need moral consciousness first. That's God consciousness. And with God consciousness and sincerity with our God consciousness, we can together bring this world back to the heaven that Almighty Allah made it in the beginning when He created this world. He made it all good. And if it's all good, that's heaven. Heaven is all good. So we can turn this around if we want to. You have to have the will to change. Change just don't happen. The evil we see didn't happen by itself. Allah said the evil come from the hands, the actions of people. And if people want to see it go away, it ain't going to just go away by talking and marching and walking. It's going to go away by changing our personal lives and in our lives as a collective body of human beings. So with that said, I'm going to say peace for now. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum, my friend. Wow. The brother's coming on strong. Strong, yes, indeed. With the soul of humankind is good and free to do good. And we have gone astray in this world, but we have to have a will within ourselves to change. That change is not going to happen. It has to come from self. May God bless him for these beautiful teachings that he's putting out here, these beautiful messages of truth. Truth for the people who haven't heard the truth, who have received lies and deception, thinking that they're receiving the truth. We want to thank Allah for blessing us with such a brother who was able to express himself and explain so clearly the way of life that our Creator has intended and designed for all of us to live. And that life, as he says, is good. People, we want to listen, to wake up, to think, and to think about what we're doing. I was on Facebook, and I was reading about these Black Power movements and these groups. And some of them now have pictures showing that we must take back what has been taken to us. And they have standing with guns in their hand, and they don't realize how foolish. And I forgive me, I'm not talking about this. But it is sad. That's a part of the plan to self-destruct, to destroy itself. Because those guns were made by the evil enemy. He made those guns. And he made them to destroy life and humanity. And he put them into the poor neighborhoods, into the Black neighborhoods, and taught them how to shoot them so they could destroy themselves, and he wouldn't have to kill them. But when you see them picking up guns, talking about defending themselves and fighting back, that gives him the opportunity to then kill them. But he has weapons much greater and much more powerful than those guns today. That's why he's letting them have them so freely. And he just wants the opportunity to use real weapons, these new weapons, on our people. People, we need to wake up. We need to wake up and listen to righteous teachers, to spiritual teachers, to the teachers of Imam Shaheed Shabazz and those who are teaching like him, who are turning you back to your Creator, the right way, to the Almighty God Allah, and back to your purpose in life. He has already given you the solution, and it's definitely not with any guns in your head. That's not going to help. It's going to make matters worse for you and your people. We want to thank you, Imam Shaheed Shabazz, for teaching so strongly to us, for bringing the messages home and the reality of what we need to do. But we need to stop being so stubborn, and listen, and follow the instructions. Come back to your Creator. Come back to your God. Come back to Almighty God, Allah. Come back to His way of life. Come back to the way that he has ordained for you to live, his laws. And you won't have these problems, but nothing's going to change until you stop being so stubborn and change within your heart and realize that you've been guided far, far away from the light, far, far away from what is good, and right into the pit of a hellfire. And when you realize that and come back, start coming together with your people, start making this world for good, for what is good. Like, number one, you have to remake the world by remaking yourself and teaching what is right, teaching good. You help the people by teaching them the truth. That is what they need. Well, I see that we do have some listener today here that we're going to call on and get some comments from him. He always has a good message and some good wisdom from him to give to you, to share with you. And now I'm going to call on him, and that is Brother Larry from Durham, North Carolina. As-salamu alaykum. Brother Larry.
Walaikum as-salam.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Walaikum as-salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, Brother Larry.
Okay, Brother Saeed. Good. Thank you this morning, and thank Allah, of course, first and foremost. Praise to the Almighty God Allah. But it's given me the wisdom, the understanding, the humility to also thank you and Sister Aisha for conducting a show here and trying to get us, share with us some guidance and understanding of ourselves and the creation of Allah. So I thank you for that. And
yes, sir.
I thank you this morning as well, Brother Shahid. A nice, powerful speech this morning, and very humble with it, I must say.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, and one thing I think with us is the sister spoke about the guns and things that's in our community, and surely I do believe that it has been and is and. Design tactics that they put upon us, the poor and the ignorant and people of color. And I think what they do first, they bring in the drugs. I think they brought in the drugs when you're drunk, whatever.
Intoxicated.
Intoxicate, right, brother. Thanks for that.
Yes, sir.
Our minds and our hearts, so to speak. And then they bring in the guns, because first of all, when you're intoxicated and you got drugs, and then, of course, with the money that comes with the drugs, now you bring in a gun so you can protect your area and protect yourself because of the material things that you have now gained from the drugs and all. And
that's
so,
right.
And so now comes in the guns. And so surely with the drug money that, of course, they have benefited from and everybody has benefited from, surely what follows that is guns and then violence. And, and it's been a thing that whereas it's been, it's been planned out.
Yes.
Say, brother, I do believe that we definitely have to concentrate and bring ourselves, be led back to the goodness of Almighty God to overcome this wickedness and this diabolical thinking and the mindset that we are in.
Yes, sir.
One thing I must say before I stop here is that, I noticed over the years of my time that we have become asleep and going astray because we have become so in a rush, so confined that we don't listen to people no more. Remember back in the day they used to say it take a village to raise them. And now that village now is, there is no village, you know what I mean? There is no, my neighbor can't tell, my kids what to do. You got neighbors out here today, if they say something to your kids, then you're ready to fight each other as adults. My kid could be down the street doing something wrong, and somebody say something to him to discipline him, someone told somebody, and he comes back home crying or mad because somebody said something to him down the street or did something to him down the street in reference to disciplining him. Then what I do, I get my car, I get my gun, or I get whatever, my attitude, and I go down the street to fuss or fight the person that's trying to discipline my son. So, with that being said, see, we don't listen anymore. We just react.
That's right.
As a people, as people, we don't listen, we react,
That's right.
Even with someone trying to introduce me to Islam or someone trying to introduce me to Jehovah or whatever it may be, we just react now. We don't listen. You got people that turn Jehovah Witnesses people away at their door because why? They don't like hearing.
That's right.
Somebody's still bringing you some word of God. You don't have to accept it. You don't have to just shut your door and close your blinds. I mean,
that's right.
You know, we don't have to accept everything that's on the planet. When we go to an eating at a family gathering, you have to eat everything on the table.
That's right.
You know? But that doesn't mean it shouldn't be there just because you don't eat it. You know, someone else may eat it. You know? So that's what I'm saying. Now, sometimes we just close our ears, man. We hear when somebody's speaking about something, rather than trying to get an understanding of it, rather than trying to get in some kind of opinion about it, we just need to close our ears and close our eyes. That's a sign of ignorance, man. We you know, things you want to know, whether it's, you know, good or bad. You know what I'm saying? I think so. Sometimes we just have to listen to see what, like I say, I often say, you know, I eat the fish, I don't eat the bones. So I can listen to some people. Some people don't do it. I can listen to some people and still not take the whole thing of what they're trying to give me, you know what I'm saying, because I don't have to get all of that. I mean, I don't, you know, I get what, as you often mentioned, about what's good.
That's right.
And, you know, a guy mentioned in the Bible before that he would never destroy the world again, as did in Noah's days. But with that being said, if he's not going to destroy the world again, then we have to learn to live, isolate some things that we don't want, but yet still we have to learn to live together, be able to speak together, be able to listen and understand together, and accept the goodness of what someone brings or what's at the table. And so that we can eventually be a good people and a good society, you know, that we live in here in this day and time and going forward. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Very well said, Brother Holloway. And I want to thank you for those words of enlightenment and encouragement for all people, and especially the African-American people who are in the worst condition in terms of the ignorance of having a knowledge of themselves, a knowledge of their creator, a purpose, the true purpose of understanding what life is all about. What am I here for? One of the things that you was talking and the sister I was thinking about is this, and especially the co-host, is that I've been going to some of these Black Power movements and Black Panther movement that they're trying to revive, and they are talking about getting guns and arming ourselves as Black people, African-American people, fighting back evil with evil. Two evils can't produce good. Two wrongs don't make a right. I got up in one of the meetings, and I said to them, in about 5 minutes, they talked a long time. I didn't need to talk long. I said, listen, evil is not going to destroy evil. I said, what we need to destroy evil is what all people in the world since the beginning of time has been able to defeat the evil in their time with, and that weapon is the weapon of Almighty Allah's truth. They got, I said Almighty God, Allah, he got all power. Evil don't have no power. The power that evil are so-called supposed to have is not a real true power. It is, you know, let me say it this way. I was talking to a lady in Washington, D.C., and I really like what she said. And she was a Christian, and she spoke the truth, too. She said, I myself said, we as people give power to the devil over ourselves. She said, no, we give him authority over ourselves. And I thought about what the lady said. I said, you're right. I'm not correct on this. You're correct. I said, because Almighty God, Allah, have all power. The devil don't have no power. Satan, the one we call the Satan. People don't have no power. Nothing in Allah's creation have power. Allah have all power over all things in the heavens and the earth. We read that over and over again in the Quran, and it's in the Bible too. So we know that only good can conquer evil. Allah says in the Quran, we shouldn't try to win this war, which is a spiritual war and a mental war, with carnal weapons because they're useless. How you going to fight something you can't see with something you can see? You fight spirit with spirit. And it's the spirit and the mind that's causing the problems in the world. It's the way people think. Thinking evil, and then coming under the evil influence of the devil. And the devil's only weapon, because the devil is not spiritual, his only weapon is carnal weapons. So he, like the brother said, he put carnal weapons in our hands to destroy each other. And he causes us to fight against one another. He causes us to lose the remembrance of Allah, our creator, by drinking his intoxicating drugs and alcohol. And what's like the brother said so beautiful and eloquently, once you become under the influence of alcohol, intoxications, drugs, you come under the influence of evil. And you no longer have the protection of your creator. And thus far, you will destroy yourself and you will destroy people. You haven't got people killing their children. You got people, when you come under the influence of evil, evil don't have no respect of human life, period. Whether it's a baby, anybody. The evil is out to kill the human soul. The evil promise of Allah. The evil Satan promised Allah, if you give me respite, since you put me out of heaven, you give me respite. And I'm going to bring all human beings under my sway. He didn't say my power. Sway means under my influence. He said, accept your sincere servants who've been what? Purified by your grace. So that's what we need to fight evil and destroy evil. We need to be purified by the grace of Allah, and then Allah will destroy the evil for us. The victory against the evil in ourselves and the world is not ours. It's our creator. We have to submit to his power. And then he'll give us the strength to gain control over our own evil and then raise our soul, his spirit in us, above our carnal flesh desires, and then we'll become a real human being, loving and kind and just and wanting good for ourselves and other people. But we have to do that first. We have to do jihad, struggle against ourselves. And one of the things the beautiful brother, co-host, Brother Larry Holloway, always say, the greatest way to gain control of ourselves and it's by fasting. See, fasting teaches us Allah say self-control, self-restraint. It will teach us to restrain from the evil ideas that of the evil of ourselves and the evils in this world from the Satan whispering evil to us to do evil. Allah says in the Quran, when a thought of evil even come to your mind, or say in your mind, if you remember his goodness, he will bless you to see that evil and not succumb to it. Don't give in to it. Don't fight evil with evil, but repair that evil with what is better that will destroy it, and that's his goodness. Huh? That's his love. That's his justice. He said, even if you're right in wanting to pick up arms against evil, if you can restrain, if it's a situation where you can restrain and let him defeat the evil, do that. In some cases, he say you have to pick up arms against evil. But in most cases, he say you don't. If you have faith and trust in him, he will fight the evil for you. At any rate, he say the victory over evil in the world is his. He's going to bring about his victory, and he bring about his world back the way he made it, just and good, whether we fight against the evil in ourselves or the world or not. You see, if we don't do it, we'll just destroy ourselves and we'll destroy each other, and then Satan will destroy us. So the key to stopping bringing about justice in the United States, it ain't this president election. It's electing to follow the will of Allah again in your life, like you did when you was a baby. When we all was a baby, we was completely under the will of our creator. We didn't even know our mother. The first one you knew, human beings, when you were created by your creator, was your creator. You didn't know your mother and your father. A lot of people running around there talking about my children. Everything we got is lent to us. Who did we create a baby? No. We don't have the power to create anything. And to that effect, Allah say, human beings, for you all who think, always talking about I and my. He said, if you could create a fly, a little bit of fly, and if that fly snatched something away from you, you wouldn't have the power to take it back from the fly. Now, a little fly, surely you powerful. You got any power. A little fly takes something from you, and you catch it. Can't you get it back from the fly? You know why you can't? Because Allah made the nature of the fly when he digests anything, he immediately, I mean, when he get in to take any food into his system, it immediately digests. So you can't even get it back if you dissect. Cut on the fly, a scientist, and try to get back the food or whatever he's gotten into, you can't get it back. So there's many laws in creation to tell you that there's a limit on what we can do as human beings. And if we don't follow the limits or the laws that our Creator created for us, that's why we bring destruction on ourselves. And you can only follow his laws by doing what Brother Larry constantly mentioned, and he loves so much, and that's fasting. Fasting along with prayer. Because fasting, when you fast, you abstain. You're abstaining from self-desire, which is evil, and the evils of this world. And that's what fasting does if you're sincere. And by you abstaining from the evil, Allah purifies your soul, and then your soul becomes strong, and then your real life takes back over, which is your soul, your spirit of Allah in you, and you become a righteous human being as Allah created you to be, and a just human being, and you start working for the betterment, not only of yourself and your family, but for all humanity. So I just wanted to put that out there. Peace.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you, brother. Peace be to you. Thank you. Beautiful, beautiful teaching. Yes, indeed. What you're saying in so many words is that you're going to reap what you sow on this earth. If you do good, then good's going to come back to you. You do evil, evil is coming back to you. You can't fight evil with evil and expect to get good. It doesn't work that way. All you do is get more evil.
That's right.
As now X had said, he was they had on Facebook saying to Malcolm X. One was that he was thankful for Allah blessing him with the honor of Elijah Muhammad, because the honor of Elijah Muhammad pulled him from this uncivilized society and made him the man that he was. And that's what we're living in today, an uncivilized society.
That's correct.
Society with no morals now. Might as well say no morals.
It is no morals.
The human beings are acting worse than the animals.
They sure are.
The animals can take over and rule the society and be better than what it is today, but the humans
That's correct. That's absolutely correct.
Into putting in, and there was another saying that instead of putting all our energy into the system that oppresses us, why not put our energy into creating a system that will free us? And that's what we need to do. Everyone's trying to choose this little clique, his group. Go this way, go that way. Come here with me and let's do this. Let's fight together over here. That's in order to just be seen. Making a lot of noise to be seen and heard and call yourself having some power. Get together with the ones who have been planning all along, who has the best plan, the ones that show that they're striving and struggling to actually build a nation, that they know, have knowledge of how to build a nation, knowledge of nation building. Get together with the wiser ones, but get together with those first who seek the help and knowledge from their Creator, who are sincere believers, righteous, upright people, who strive sincerely from their heart, who can be trusted. And go with the works that you see that have already been doing for you and your people that are good. We all have to come together with the good, the best people that we have to help us to do this work.
Correct.
We can't keep talking about pulling up some weapons and all. The evil runs from good. And they see you doing things right, ignoring them and becoming successful, they're going to pull back then. They can't stand that type of power that's successful. That's how you drive them away and put fear in them, by challenging them with the good.
Correct.
And letting their evil go and coming together and building your society like the people from other countries who are coming over here and building their little, we have nation within a nation. I believe I spoke on that last week. Nations within a nation. People from all over the world are now coming over here and doing what? Building their little nation. Building their society. Living the way that they believe is best for them to live and not being guided by this society over here. They only use it for what is necessary.
That's right.
But they have their own communities, and they teach the people the way that they be respectful of their people. They help them to live and survive. Survive, and that's with knowledge as well as with physical food and with spiritual food. They teach their own. They feed their own. And they do those things that they know are going to be best for their people and building their society over here. We have got to come together and do the same thing. Come out of depending on those who are seeking to destroy us, our enemies.
That's right.
For their food and clothing and their jobs.
That's right.
Until then, there will be no success. And it all begins within. With seeking, number one, always seek the help and guidance and directions from the Creator, Almighty God, Allah. Always begin with prayer to Him. And always begin with the prayer thanking Him. And you won't go wrong. Come together with those of like mind. We are all human beings. We're going to have differences at times. Disagreements, that's life. That also makes us stronger and teaches how to get along despite our differences.
That's right.
How to keep working and keep building and keep striving for the better despite together working together as one. Working together as one despite the differences.
Exactly.
And so, people, Imam Shahid Shabazz is teaching today. Brother Larry Holloway is teaching today. Please, don't just listen to it and let it go once you get on the outside. Take it with you. Pass it on to others. And keep it in you so you can live yourself and try to make yourself a better person. And come together as one. You should see that love growing. You should see that help. They're coming together. Doing success. They are bringing in now. It's by Black. It's called Read by Black. And, of course, Muslims are these are the ones who started this. Or they came in with a group of others. And it's going on over the air, on the computer. They have a website, Read by Black. But we have now many, many African-Americans are joining that website to come together as one and start rebuilding. Rebuilding from that. That's his nucleus. To build back the black communities, to bring back the black communities, to build black Wall Streets all over America. And this is a good way to begin for those who have computers, have businesses at all. Join them. Put your business out there. I'm going to do the same with our business. I'm getting on there, too, with our business. Right now I'm involved in a lot of things, and it takes one thing at a time, but none of them take that long. I'll soon be over one program here, and hopefully that will bring its rewards, financial rewards, so that I can reach out. In other words, you can't do nothing without finance. And being able to help us, help our people, and help ourselves. And from that, I can go on to seek other directions to reach and join on to our people and help the cause of remaking this world, remaking this society. As African Americans have done it for others, let's now do it for ourselves. I apologize. I didn't mean to just, I get excited here lately, especially when Imam Shahid Shabazz started speaking. He puts his energy and this zest in me to start carrying on too. And he's taught me how, and I'm taking it down. I'm running with it. Sometimes I talk too much. And Brother Larry, we want to give you a chance. Now we thank you for being on here. We want to give you a chance to come again with the comments.
Okay.
Brother Larry.
Yes, assalamu alaikum. Yes, it's such an interesting earful today. I tell you, it's a blessing. I sit here and I thank Almighty God for, you know, for there again, for you bringing bringing the word forth to us. It's certainly a blessing. I think there again, sometime, and I try to speak a lot of times from my own experience. Had I not listened years ago when I was introduced to Islam and turned my back, I would certainly be, I think my life would have been more in danger. I would endanger my life more so than I have now. I have certainly grown from the time that when I was introduced to Islam. I certainly and surely have grown from its teachings and, you know, its way of life and introducing me to Allah and his creation. I'm very grateful and thankful for that. So I think sometime, I guess, over the years that I've been here and you know, that we as people, like I say, we just, we're in a rut and we tend to have gotten comfortable with being in a rut and we tend to just want to stay there as things evolve around us and change. We just tend to want to stay where we are because, you know, people are just, they are a lot of time are not comfortable, acceptable to change. I think sometimes it's a terrible thing, just like Brother mentioned about the fasting, and I certainly, that's one of the best things that I've ever done is fast. And some people are just not comfortable or they just don't want to be acceptable to what is called difficulties. But Allah simply reminds us in the Quran that after difficulties comes ease. And, you know, we as people, you know, don't want to go through the difficulties for the short period of time to be to get the blessings of Almighty God, you know, that comes behind the difficulties, as he said. He's not going to put on us more than we can bear, but even at that,
right,
we don't want to go through that bit of difficulties. Even today, you know, we have people, and I often get on some people when they have one kid, and they say, oh, no, I'm not having any more. That's it. I'm done. One and done. I said, come on now, you come on. First of all, no, you know, you don't want to bring a kid in the world by himself. You at least want to get, I told my daughter, you know, she had the one son, and she was like, no. I said, well, you know, give him at least have one more so he can have a brother or a sister. But often now, you know, it's like one and done, you know, and, you know, I've never had that pain with women having babies, but it goes back to make me think about back in the day when women had many babies. And so, I mean, it's just the difficulties, and people, we don't want to go through the difficulties to get the reward and blessing. And it's certainly a reward and a blessing after the difficulties, after the hardship that one is put through. And that's one thing I think that this society is afraid of with African America in this country, because we did go through so much hardship and difficulty that, and they're aware that blessings comes after that. And I think that they often want to be reminded that these things that they've done is coming to pass. And, you know, the African Americans in this country will certainly rise up. And once they get the knowledge of themselves and show that the blessings and the thanks to Almighty God for our survival in this country, that we would certainly be a different people. We would certainly be a different people, even in regard of the success or the money that now fronts before us. You know, I think the society wants us to be focused on material things, as Brother Say often mentioned, more so than the greatness of Almighty God, and that we are people that he has chosen. We are people that are of the first in this world and in this society. You know, I was often affected by when I was coming up Jesus Christ, and certainly I think that's one of the most devastating effects that's been put on, especially African Americans, that's been put on us in the history of our being. So
It's just a thing that I think we just need to accept the true teaching, whether we understand it or not. Just accept it and listen and just try to pass it on, I would say. Because these younger folks now they're looking for a guidance, you know. They often, I think, are looking for a quick salvation, but we have to make sacrifices in this world in order to gain salvation.
That's right, brother. That's right.
So with that said, Brother Shahid, I'll let you go ahead and conclude. Thank Almighty Allah, and I thank you this morning, brother. You've really given us some guidance here, and I certainly appreciate it. So I'll conclude with that.
Well, I would like to say that we as a team is strengthening each other like strengthening steel, and we are being blessed by our Creator to share this with any one soul out there that's listening. And so we as a team are being blessed to just allow the Creator, Allah, to use us to expound His profound knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. This is one thing I wanted to say to what you just said that was so profound. And I was blessed to make a CD in Durham by a friend, and it was so powerful. It had what you said on there. And it is so true. Malcolm X, a.k.a. Malcolm X, Al-Hajj Malik Shabazz is a real true Muslim name. Most people know him by Malcolm X. But he said, in order to understand, and I said on the CD, in order to understand, and Imam Wafdi Muhammad said it, peace be upon both of them are great men, that soldiers that gave their lives for the freedom, the justice and equality for African Americans or black people to be treated not as civilians in America, but as human beings. We were created human like everybody else, not to be a civilian. And this is the thing I want to say. You are right. The biggest way of slave institution for African American or so-called colored folks or Negroes, black people in this country, over 500 years ago when they first brought the first slaves of our ancestors to the shores of the hills of North America, the biggest thing they did to ensure that we wouldn't rebel against our enslavement by our enslavers, these white people, or so-called white, the Caucasian, was that they, this show you how powerful it is, this is. They gave us a new religion. Why did they give us a new religion? Because they were smart enough and had studied enough to know and had scholars over in England enough to know that by nature, people automatically, they are devoted to worshiping by nature. By nature, everything created, it worships its creator. And they knew that. So they knew that if they could use reverse psychology and turn us around from our true way of worship, which was Islam, for the majority of slaves, and give us a new way, we were too strong. We wouldn't go for what they was telling us. Them lies that they made up in their religion called Christianity, which they made up for us and made themselves the God in the religion. They made themselves a son for God, and they were the sons of God, white people. They made Jesus' mother, Mary. They made her God, too, and called her the mother of God. Now, listen to this absurdity. But it's absurd, but it's powerful enough to destroy a race of people or a whole world of people if they accept those lies. They accept that there's a creator that they can see and that this creator is one race. They will begin to look at that race as being the superior race, they're not as a race, but as gods. And most African American people today still have that fear in them of Caucasian people that they should only have for Allah, Almighty God Allah, because of the slavery teachings over 500 years ago. They did a masterful job. You can't take that away from them. And then the slavery was working, they put fear in the slaves also reading. They wouldn't let the slaves read for the first 200, 300, 400 years. They wouldn't let our foreparents here in America, our African-American, so-called black people, so-called colored people, so-called Negro, they wouldn't let them read. If they were caught reading, they would take them out and street them up, beat them, kill them, before all other black slaves, to put a fear in them that you are not to read, that you ain't qualified to read. This is what they told. They said, God cursed y'all and made you like animals, and you're two-fifths of a human being. You're not a whole human being, which means what they were saying is that you don't have intelligence. You don't have the ability to reason and think like a human being. You just have the ability to work like an animal, beast of burden. And they taught this. Now think, if the white people were taught what they taught us over 500 years, what condition would they be in today? You reverse psychology yourself on that. They would think that black people were gods, and they would fear us, black people, rather than Almighty God, Allah, the unseen creator of the heavens and the earth. So what does it say even in the Bible? This is God speaking there, not Jesus. This is Allah speaking. My people perish because of the lack of knowledge. What is the greatest weapon of the devil to keep people enslaved and the people to keep people enslaved? Knowledge. That's why he even I want to share this with all the people that's listening today. I understand, but Allah had already revealed it to me that this black so-called museum for black people in America, so many blacks are making such a big to-do out of that. Well, you can just, if you come up here to Washington and you get a chance to see it, you'll change your mind. I understand somebody told me the other day, they went there, and I already knew it. So they got a lot of history on Dr. Martin Luther King. They got a lot of history on, like Rosa Parks and all people like that. Say, but the great leaders that really made the big the change in this country, like Elijah Muhammad, Walter Muhammad, Malcolm X, they have hardly no history on them at all. Marcus Garvey, Norbert Lear Ali, they got no history of them at all. It was only a diversion. I'm going to tell you right now, just like this election, it ain't nothing but a diversion. Politics is a game. It's what you call a game plan. They had already planned this game over 500 years ago to trick black people into believing that the Democrats are for you and the Republicans are against you when the whole government is against you. They are the whole government. The Queen of England, the second. That was the Queen Elizabeth child, a little girl, her daughter. She was about 17, 18 years old. One of the ambassadors from America was there collaborating with her on how they're going to keep the slaves enslaved in England and in America. And the ambassador from America said, well, our people are fighting against each other. Some want to free the slaves, and some want to keep them in bondage. And what she told him, she said, listen, when you go back to America, tell the slave masters that I said that the slaves are our comrades, our wealth. They are nothing but our wealth, and they are to never go free. Never. And then after that, coming from the West Indies, this man called Willie Lynch, John Willie Lynch. He came over here to America and told them the same thing. He said, stop killing your slaves. You're killing them. You're killing your wealth. They're the ones that's going to build this country for you and keep y'all wealthy. And then after they get y'all wealth and build America up for y'all white people, for us, don't kill them. Get as much maximum effort out of them as you can in terms of being producers for you all. And then he said, I got a foolproof plan, and if you teach them this fool, F-O-O-L, proof plan, you won't have to kill them no way. They'll kill themselves after they work and do what you want them to do. They'll be trained like an animal. They'll kill themselves. They'll destroy each other. He said, what you got to do is teach them the division, divide and conquer. And that right there, what they'll destroy themselves with division. He said, put the old against the young. the light skin against the dark skin one. He say, put them in the ring and make them fight each other. That's where boxing come from. Black people, and then they put black people in the boxing ring, and they had them, it's a movie called Dango, Dango or something like that. Anyway, they show you on there, and it's true. They had black people to get in the ring, and they would have them to fight each other, and not just fight each other, but to one kill the other one, and not only kill them, but tear their limbs off their body. I mean, tear their arm off their body. I mean, cross their skull in. I mean, beat them like you wouldn't even beat a slaughter animal. They have all of this stuff done to us. We suffered the worst slavery of any people in history because all people in history, they suffered slavery, but they were allowed to at least keep the remembrance of their history, where they come from, you see. And therefore, they had a reason, they had the ability to keep in touch with God, Allah, because they wasn't able to take enslave the people's minds. But in America, they took our mind away from us. Malcolm X said this, Al-Hazim Malik Shabazz. Most black Americans right now today, I tell you, I ain't from Africa. I ain't left nothing in Africa. Malcolm X said, why? You left nothing in Africa. You left your mind in Africa. Most black people, he also said, they act in America, black American, they act like they come over here on the Nether, the Pinta, the Santa Maria, all those slave boats with the Europeans from Europe. They forget that they came over here as slaves. They didn't come over here as free people. They act like they're free, most black people. And Brother Larry, to what you said about not wanting to change, me and some people in D.C., Washington, been talking about an old man the other day about five black people, why they don't want to change. And he asked me that. They recognize me up here as a spiritual man. They're afraid of me, too. And not me, but the spirit of Allah, his truth and wisdom in me. And he asked me, he said, why do you think black people don't want to change? I said, well, first of all, black people, he said, they're scared of change. I said, it's because, first of all, they don't want to take responsibility for their own actions. And the reason most blacks don't want to take responsibility for their own actions, they fear that they can't do without the white man. They were trained like animals. You know how you train a dog. I'm going to use a dog because the white man said the dog is man's best friend for him. Now for most blacks, too. You know how you train a dog or any animal. Even Allah said in the Quran, you train four birds, pigeons. You put them, you train them and you put them on the mountain and you call to them, they'll come to you flying with speed. That's a powerful message in this. So we've been trained like animals as black men and women in America, African American. And so the white man, all he has to do is call to us to do this, to kill ourselves, and we'll do it with joy because we have no knowledge of who we are as human beings, no knowledge of who we are as a soul. And we don't have no fear of Allah because the white man gave us his white religion, made everything white, and we fear the white man. And like Prophet Abraham, Allah, the real creator, asked him to sacrifice his son, Ishmael, as a willing sacrifice to show that he don't put his child over God, Allah, the unseen creator. And he was willing to do it. And the son was willing to do it. But that was for the real creator. And even the real creator, Allah said, no. I was just testing your faith. I don't want you to kill your son. I wanted to see what both of y'all willing to give your life in my service to just serve me and be happy and living in this world to please me and not yourself. And they passed the test. And so most black people living, they done made that sacrifice to the white man. Most black people, black Americans and black people all over the world for now, that reason, they live, especially in America, they live in to please the white man, not Allah, the true creator that you can't see. They worship the white man. They worship him. And it's in their DNA. Somebody was talking about a generational curse. That's the generational curse. That stuff has passed on, been passed on from generation to generation ever since slavery. But they did a job. They had to work. Brother Larry always speaking about cultivation. He spoke on that thing last night we were talking. They cultivated slavery. We didn't just become like this overnight. You're talking about over 500 years. You cultivating the people, feeding them white, 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 white. White is right, black is wrong. And they also had a thing, if you're white, you're all right. If you're brown, stick around. If you're black, stay back. I mean, things like that they taught us. And this is in our psyche. I was talking to a black man up here. He said he was a psychiatrist. And he still, I told him, you talking about psychiatrist, sir? I'm a true psychiatrist of the mind. Why? And the soul. Because I deal not with psychiatrists from a material point of view like you, but from a spiritual point of view. And this man that says he's a psychiatrist, I called him this morning, he getting ready to go to church to worship this white God. But he's a psychiatrist. How you going to free somebody else's mind from ignorance when you ain't even free? I read in the Quran this morning, the law say, before you can free anybody else, you got to first free yourself from ignorance of the knowledge of who he is and who he created you and the purpose of life for which he created you. So, you know, that black museum they got up here is only a token. It's a diversion to make black people think that the white people is giving them something. Yeah, they're giving them something. They're giving them some more ignorance to keep them thinking that they are giving them something. But go around and look at how black people live. If somebody's giving you something, the greatest gift a person can give you is freedom. It's true knowledge, wisdom, and understanding so that you can be free to be responsible to do good and live a good life, a just life. And so peace be with you all. With that said, I want to let you all interject all this powerful wisdom of Allah into this conversation today for the people who may be listening. And listening don't mean just hearing. It means taking it in your heart. Not just your ear, taking it in your mind, thinking about it, and realizing this is our heart, the truth, and the truth shall set me free, and I'm going to accept it and practice it, because the truth can do you no good if you don't apply it in your life. Huh? You got to practice the truth. The truth will set you free when you practice living the truth. You can't just talk the truth. You can't have the truth in you, and you're going to live a materialistic lifestyle, but yet you're going to claim you believe in the truth. No, there ain't but one God. Almighty Allah said in my conclusion that the root of all evil is the love of this material world. And Brother Larry often alludes to this. Allah says in the Quran, the true creator, study past generations and see what happened to them when they abandoned God. Huh? Just forgot about God. He said the evil results of their own hands, not the devil, destroyed them. And he said the evil results of this generation will soon destroy them too. And we see it happening fast every single day. Come back to the remembrance of your creator, Allah, that he created you righteous. He created you good, and he created you just, and he created you different than nations and tribes, that you might get to know each other and not hate and despise each other. Ameen. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Imam Shahid Shabazz. Speaking on the soul of humankind is good and free to do good. We want to thank him, and we want to remind you that you are listening to Imam Shahid Shabazz Sunday broadcast, The Reality of the Creator, which comes on every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Please join us each Sunday. Thanks to you who are joining us in the audience. We appreciate your support, and we are striving to please you by giving you the information that you are seeking to help turn yourself around and make your life better, and to reach out to others and share, so that they too will come and hear these beautiful life-giving teachers to turn you back to the right, turn you back to the way that you're supposed to be living to make this world a better world for us all to live in. And we want to strive hard to try to live up to the teachers and not just talk about them. Please come on, dial the number one button on your phone. Join us. Give us some feedback. We need to hear from you. Know what you're thinking. Know what you would like for us to do, how you think the show could be improved if you're not satisfied. If you are satisfied, let us know so that we can continue to bring you to you these good life teachings that we're bringing, and the source we're bringing them from, we can get them from a better source, and that's from the Quran, the Holy Quran. And we also use the Bible to back us up, too, with some good teachings on this. Deception and lies in it, but the truth is also in it. They use the truth to bait you with it. So
Absolutely.
We do.
Absolutely.
And let you know. Yes,
Brother Larry?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
I was just sitting there thinking that, I don't know, I think I would say probably last couple of weeks, I don't know if I've heard of too many guests speaking, calling and speaking over the radio. I don't know what's happening. But, I would like to say, and I don't know if you would agree with it or not, we can talk about it later after the show, but if it would be okay if, you know, we have a number, or can we have a number that can be given out over the air, that if someone has a question maybe a comment or something, or a question or something, that they can probably call a number after the show. I don't know, some people may be, and I know I was in the beginning, a little, radio fear, afraid to speak in public, so to speak.
Excuse me, y'all, are you not hearing me?
I hear you now.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes,
because I was speaking and I did get interrupted. I was wondering what was going on. But I did get to hear your comment, Brother Larry. Yes, we do, and I was going to get back to that as I finished my talk, inviting the people to listen in. That's right. And the number that they do call, I will give it to you now. It's 347-884-8511. That's the number that they call in on to listen in on the show. Now, if they want to give a comment, ask a question, then they would dial number 1 on their phone. Once they are into the show and listening in, then they dial number 1, and it will show up in what we call the studio, which I'm working from here on the computer. And
okay.
I will, at the same time, like I call you to speak, I will call him to speak too. So that's how that works.
Oh, okay. I think what I was saying, sister, is that, you know, I don't know, maybe, maybe after the show, one day through the week, if someone has a question at mind or something that they would like to discuss, you know, is there a number that can be called?
Yes, they would have to call us individually then. Because that number only works during the time of our show. That's
yes.
The only time that we can be reached on that. So they would have to just call our individual number and talk to us during the week.
Okay.
And especially Brother Larry and myself. That's who Allah has made me, world leader. This show is for the world. Since I've been here in Washington, D.C., working for the last 2 years, Allah has blessed me to reach the world. All the people in the world have been coming to me for advice. I've had Africans tell me I'm from Africa, and I didn't notice I have this information that you've given me of colonialism, how they did our people. They just baffled. One African brother said, I got to come back. I said, come back, and I'll share more with you. He said, I got to come back. And to show you how effective it was for 2 years, Friday, the government shut me down from being able to teach up there where I was teaching. They shut me down. But they may have shut me down physically, but the truth that Allah has blessed me from him through me to impart into the hearts and souls of all of the people all over the world, they can't take that away. Huh? So, yeah, they can call my number, the host, Imam Abdul Shahid Shabazz, at 336 Again, 336-497-8734, anytime, day or night. If you got a question on your heart, on your mind, in your soul, call, and mashallah, as Allah wills, you'll get the answer. Or you can call the co-host at 301, again, 301-672-3381, and she can do the same thing. During
the
week, anytime.
Thank you.
Okay, brother. Assalamu alaikum. That's what I was looking. That's what I was looking there. There again, sister. And I'm sorry for cutting you off. I do apologize. But I was just I was kind of thinking, cause sometimes, you know, brother Shai, you and I talk all the time. You know, you got
that's
something
right.
on your mind. You'll call me. I got some on my mind. We'll call each other and we
that's
discuss
right.
things. You know, hours at a time.
I was just concerned
about maybe that some people and I'm sure you get plenty of calls, but some people that may be listening in that at some you know sometime may be like I said have a little fright within them that maybe they don't want to be heard on the air, but
exactly you're right.
Private sector, maybe over the phone or something. So I appreciate you giving those numbers out, so I think that will be beneficial to some that you know that may have something across their mind throughout the week or are doing so.
Well, you're right, brother. Yeah,
thank you. Brother Larry, and for bringing that to our attention, that's a very good a suggestion. I don't want to cut you now, but we only have 3 minutes left, and I was going to see if Imam Shabazz could close us out with a prayer at this time.
Yes, inshallah. We say in the Arabic, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Nir-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in, Ihdina Sirata Mustaqim, Sirata Ladin, Amta Alayhim, Ghayra Maghdubi Alayhim, Wa Dhulin, Ameen. We said, in translating in English, with the name Allah, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. Praise be to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine alone aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and grace, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. I mean. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, thank you, Brother Larry, for joining us, and thank you, our beautiful listening audience. Join us again next Sunday at the same time. Imam Shaheed Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And until then, we want you to have a pleasant day.
One who would forbid the wrong, one who would enjoin the right.